I don't want to talk about it.
What do you mean you don't want to talk about it?
You mean there's something you detect wrong with me?
Yes, I think you're having mental problems.
You mean like those kind of problems?
No, no, I don't think it's that deep, but something's bugging you, buddy. Let's have it.
It's time for me to fulfill a bargain.
Well, we all need to let loose every once in a while, and you've been firing through these phone calls like something's on your mind, so...
All right, let me tell you what it is. Maybe you can come up with a game plan.
Okay.
I was a struggling, starving boss jock in Ithaca, New York, a town at that time of 17,000 inbred people. I was working at a 1,000-watt daytimer for $2 an hour and all the records I could steal. I had nowhere to go. It was back in the days of boss jock radio, first of five in a row, that mindless stuff. A man came to me. He was dressed in black, and I never really got a good look at his face. He said, "Nino, how would you like to make millions? How would you like to live in a mansion, marry the most beautiful woman that ever existed? How would you like to have people at your beck and call? How would you like to be the most famous of all boss jocks, sought after by every company in the industry? How would you like to rule?" I said, "Yeah, right. I'd like to be the Sheikh Arabic, too." He said, "My name is Lucifer. And if you sign this contract with me, it shall happen. You will be endowed with the ability to come up with bit after bit, year after year. People will be dazzled. How does he do it? Every day, new stories, new action, new topicality. How the hell does he do it? He has a bad rating book, and boom, he's number one the next rating book. What the hell is going on? It's almost like Lazarus. He keeps coming back time and time again. He's like the baby duck of rock." He said, "Just sign this contract, and that will happen with you. You'll have the best 23 years of your life." I signed. I was a kid, what did I know? My rise to fame was mercurial. I spent that time in Florida, lying at the beach, home in the city, home at the beach. A boat. And so much habadu ghee, I got calluses on the hydraulics. The laughter. Then the nation's capital. Oh, it'll never work there. All those tight-ass government maggots. The other night, I was sitting there in my Foxhall Road estate, swilling a vodka gimlet, when I saw a form moving in the grass. Of course, I grabbed the mode of defense I keep handy. And it was the same guy in the same suit, unchanged. He said, "You can shoot me, beat me, blow me up, and I'll still stand here. You see, do you remember the elevator in Ithaca 23 years ago? I lived up to my part of the bargain. You've had it all. You are the big kahuna. I have here a contract that you signed in your own hand. The contract wherein you agreed to have it all in exchange for your soul. Come with me now, Nino. You've had an incredible run. Now, you must descend." I'll give you a little while to make peace with those you love. Do you see why I'm distracted? Do you see why I'm angry with people? He's waiting. When I leave after a live show, I'll see him sitting in the crowd. When I walk through the parking lot, he's there. I'll pull over, I'll tell the cop, "Hey, I'm being followed by this guy in a black car." "Yeah, right, right, he's in a black suit." I turn around, he's not there. He wants me. Do you see why I'm distracted? I'm looking into the gates of hell, sir. Eternal damnation! Ah! Rotting! With the scum of humanity for all time. Tell me, you wouldn't be a little distracted?
Well, you might be having a bad day.
Bad day, hell.
The radio show that dares to be different.